Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are continuing in the Book of Tehillim with Mizmor 31 Lamed Aleph. This is a song of emunah, of faith. David expresses his unwavering trust in Hashem at a time when he was on the brink of being killed by Shaul and his men. He was forsaken by those around him. The Malbim discusses the events that inspired this Mizmor. David had been hiding in a fortress near Moab when the Navi God came to him with a directive from Hashem. He was to leave his refuge and return to Yehuda. Upon his return, David saw that the people of Keilah were being plundered by the Plishtim. Keilah is a city in Yehuda. David successfully fought off the Plishtim and then camped in Keilah, where he assumed he'd be safe. Shaul soon learned of David's location and set out with his army to kill him. Hashem revealed to David that the people of Keilah would not protect him, but would instead hand him over to Shaul. So now that David is forced to flee again, he escapes to the city of Ziph, only to be betrayed once more, as the locals informed Shaul of his whereabouts. David then sought refuge behind a boulder in the mountains of Maon, but Shaul and his men pursued him there as well. Just as it seemed that David had no way out, a miracle occurred. At the very moment Shaul and his soldiers were closing in, a messenger arrived with urgent news. There was a Plishtim invasion, and it required Shaul's immediate attention. So Shaul and his army left at once, allowing David to remain in hiding. Even though David did everything he was supposed to do and followed Hashem's word, he was repeatedly betrayed by people, even by his own tribesmen in Yehuda. Do you see the picture that David is facing? We just saw the story of David, but this kind of situation happens to us at times as well. Hopefully not to the extent that it happened to David. But we do everything that we should be doing, and yet the circumstances continue to be adverse. Aren't I doing what Hashem wants me to do? Why is this happening? These are the kinds of situations that may question our emunah. And this Mizmor offers us a glimpse into the words David spoke to himself and to others to strengthen his emunah during these trials. Building emunah is a journey, and through this Mizmor, we will witness the process David went through, his struggles, his resilience, and his unwavering faith in Hashem. Pasuk Aleph and Beis 1 and 2. Lamenatzeach Mizmor leDavid, for the conductor of song by David. Becho Hashem chasisi al evosha leolam, b'tzidkascha falteni. In you, Hashem, I take refuge. I will never be embarrassed. In your righteousness, deliver me. This is the refrain, the overarching verse that guided David through his challenges. The Malbim suggests that when David ran back to Keilah in order to help them fight the Plishtim, he assumed that he would be safe since Hashem's prophet told him to do so. He therefore didn't fear that Shaul would try to pursue him there. You would think that he would say to Hashem, Hashem, I expected you to save me because I followed your word. You told me to go to Keilah. But he doesn't say that. Instead, he doesn't say that he should be saved because of his merit. He asks Hashem to save him because God is so righteous. Pasuk Gimel and Dalet 3 and 4. Hate Eli aznacha mehera hatzileni. Heye li letzur ma'oz leves mitzudos lehoshieni. Incline your ear to me. Save me soon. Be a rock of strength for me, a fortress to save me. Kisali umutsudasi ata, uleman shimcha tancheni usinahaleni. For you are my rock and my fortress. For the sake of your name, guide me and lead me. David was running away from Shaul in the mountains of Yehuda. When he hid behind the large rocks or in caves or even in strong fortresses that were in the mountains, he understood that it wasn't the strong fortresses or rock formations that were saving him. It was Hashem protecting him. Pasuk Hey, verse 5. Totzieni meireshes zu tamnuli, ki ata ma'uzi. Take me out of this net that they hid for me, for you are the source of my strength. I can't trust anyone. but I do know that I'm not alone because you are the source of my strength. Pasuk Vav 6. Biyadcha afkid ruchi padisa osi Hashem kel emes. In your hand I entrust my spirit. You redeem me, Hashem, the God of truth, the God of reliability. I thought that I could entrust my spirit, myself, to the people of Keilah, but I've come to realize that my trust can only be in you. At this time, when he says, I entrust my spirit, biyadcha afkid ruchi, David is giving over his illusion, I guess you could call it, of control to Hashem. Despite the intensity of David's struggles, he carries a deep sense of being cared for by Hashem. He's letting go and letting Hashem take care of him. Think about it. We too experience moments when we feel absolutely certain about how things should be. We think we know what needs to happen. We know what the right outcome must be. And yet, reality unfolds differently, and it doesn't happen the way we planned. In these moments, we're faced with a choice to either cling to our expectations or to let go and trust that Hashem's plan is greater than our own. Biyadcha afkid ruchi. Sometimes our deepest emunah comes not from understanding, but from surrender, which is what David shows us to do in this pasuk. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and allow yourself to let go. See yourself placing your trust in God, knowing that He is managing the situation, even when it seems so unclear. Pasuk Zion, verse 7. Sanesi hashomrim havleshav, va'ani el Hashem batachti. I despise those who guard empty nonsense, and I trust in God. Who are these people? They are people who rely on other people or on themselves for their salvation. That's empty nonsense. I rely only on Hashem. And he continues, Psukim Ches and Tes 8 and 9, Agila v'esmecha b'chastecha, asher ra'isa es ani yadata b'tzaros nafshi, I will v'lo hiskartani biyad oyev, he'emarata v'merchav raglai. I will rejoice and be happy with your kindness, that you saw my affliction, you knew the distress of my soul, and you didn't hand me over to the enemy. You set my feet down in a wide place. I already feel happy that you took care of me and you saw my affliction. Notice his mindset and the mindset he motivates us to have. The salvation hasn't happened yet. But instead of saying how frightened he feels and that there's no way he's going to get out of this alive, he is already envisioning the salvation and even preparing to have such joy. He sees that he will ultimately not be given into the hands of the enemies. And how is he able to see that it will be joyful in the future? Because there have already been various times that Hashem saved David when Shaul was trying to overtake him. So he's still running away for his life, but he remembers how in the past, Hashem did not allow him to be given into the hands of Shaul or any other enemies. And just when, he says, and just when I thought I was being closed in, you saved me, and I was able to run away. Hence, at the end of the pasuk, you set my feet in a wide place. I'm now able to run away. David feels himself being taken care of by Hashem so much that he is even happy in this situation. But nonetheless, he is still in a very difficult and dangerous situation, and he feels that too. He now moves into a tefillah, into a prayer, and begs Hashem to have mercy on him. And I'm going to summarize the next eight psukim, psukim 10 through 17, Yud through Yud Zayin. In this tefillah, he articulates his situation and his feelings. Let me just summarize part of it. He is scorned by his neighbors. Those who know him are frightened to be with him because it could be dangerous for them. He was forgotten by the very people he heroically saved. Remember the story of Goliath, the great giant who David single-handedly fought? He saved the entire Jewish people. So then why are they looking to him now as an enemy? Why aren't people protecting him? Maybe God is trying to teach David a very important lesson. And in turn, through David and his songs as Mizmorim, the lesson is for us as well. back to the first line. In Hashem, I trust, Pasuk Beis. Becho Hashem Chasisi. In Hashem, I trust. I will not be embarrassed. And with your righteousness, I will be saved. So even in his tefillah, when he pours out his pain, he continues in Pasuk Tesvav, in Pasuk 15, Va'ani alecha vatachti Hashem, amarti elokai ata, and I trust in you, Hashem. I have said, you are my God, meaning you and only you decide my fate, not them. Let's continue on as the tefillah ends with Pasuk Yudches, verse 18. Hashem, alei vosha, ki karasicha. Hashem, I will not be embarrassed. For I call out to you, ki karasicha. Ye voshu reshaim, yidmu lishol. The wicked people will be embarrassed, yidmu lishol, and they will go down silently to the grave. And now, Pasuk Yudtes, he then continues and expands his personal story of vulnerability, and he includes all righteous people. It's not just about him. In the moment, Pasuk Yutes Te'alamna Sifse Shaker Hadovros Al Tzadik Asak Begaava Vavuz. Let the lips that speak lies vanish. They lie with arrogance and contempt about the righteous. This isn't just my story, David is saying. There are those who, in their arrogance, put down the righteous people with contempt, and they vilify them and their behavior when they get together and speak with each other, or when they're writing their blogs, or they're reporting, or they're posting on their Facebook accounts. You get the idea? And there's another way that they can put the tzaddikim, the righteous, down. They can be expressing how the righteous people are just so out of touch, or nebuch, they just don't have enough, they don't have enough clothing, or they don't have nice cars or houses. Oy, poor them. And deep down, they're really thinking, too bad they don't have what we have or what I have. However, Rabbi Hirsch explains, they do have, that tzaddik is happy, as we will see in the next pasuk, pasuk chaf 20. Ma rav tufcha asher tzafanta lireyecha, pa'alta lachosim bach neged b'nei adam. How great is your good that you hide away for those who fear you. What you have already done in front of people for those who rely on you. Hashem has so much good saved for the tzaddikim in the future. And that is on top of the good that he also does for them now. So while it appears that they're living lives that are so unpleasant, in fact, they know that Hashem will give them immeasurable good in Olam Haba. And they even see how God works to protect them now in this world. Imagine knowing that you're going to find a pot of gold under the ground if you keep digging. Others may make fun of you and even throw some pebbles or mud at you, but that isn't going to distract you at all from reaching your fortune. In addition, the tzaddik has a different vision than others. He sees Hashem's hand clearly, even now, even during the time of pain. I really got this understanding clarified when I recently heard a presentation from Rebbetzin Chaya Meir, the daughter of Rav Moshe Neria Zal, who lost her youngest son, David Chaim, on Shmini Atzeres on October 7th. And I saw this pasuk in action. I was ready to feel so bad and so sad for her. And she began her presentation talking about her son's incredible midos, his ayin tova, his good eye, his feeling of responsibility for Klal Yisrael, which is why he ran out immediately to the south to start fighting. And then as she continued, she said, I feel so fortunate to see so much greatness in our nation. I see so much chesed, and we're seeing miracles from Hashem every single day. Wow. Tzaddikim see things differently. When you have emunah, your vision is different, as I learned from Rebbetzin Chaya Meir. David now continues and says, Hashem, just like I asked you to take care of me, take care of them, the tzaddikim, the righteous ones, as well. Take care of them in my time and in every generation. And now we continue, Pasuk 22, Chaf Beis, Baruch Hashem, ki hifli chasdo li be'ir matzar. Blessed is Hashem, for he has been wondrous with his loving kindness to me in a besieged city. Rashi explains that Hashem did so much kindness with me when he saved me from Shaul when he was besieging the city, and there was no way for me to escape. Alternatively, we can read it that Hashem did so much chesed with me that I felt like I was an ir matzor. I felt like I was a fortified city. We can see David's journey of emunah unfold before us. Emunah isn't a single color that once it's painted remains the same. It's a continuous challenge requiring renewal and reinforcement. David now ends the song with three psukim that provide us with three key points to help strengthen and fortify our faith as we face challenges. Each one offers a guiding principle showing us how to hold on to emunah with resilience and trust. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Va'ani amarti b'chavzi nigrasti mineged einecha. Achein shamata kol tachununai b'shav'i eilecha. And I said in my haste, I am cut off from your eyes. Yes, there were times that I was really frightened and thought I would die. Therefore, the pasuk continues, you heard the sounds of my pleas when I called out to you. You helped me out of your kindness, and you sent the messengers who saved me. Yes, I feel fear and even have a moment of doubt. However, the doubt itself inspires me to just plead, and then I do feel that you, Hashem, hear me. In Mizmar Kuf Tes Zayin 116, it begins with, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koli tachanunai. I love it that Hashem listens to my voices of plea, of pain. David is telling us there are times that you will have doubt, but just keep davening, just keep crying out to Hashem. And Hashem listens. Point number two, Pasuk 24. Ehevu es Hashem kol chasidav. Emunim notzer Hashem umeshalem al yeser osei ga'ava. Love God, all of his pious ones. Hashem guards those who lean on him, emunim, and gives the rest who act arrogantly their due. Love him. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to love Hashem, and we say it every day. V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, you should love Hashem, your God. Not only when everything in life is so easy. So the more you talk to Hashem, the more you notice Hashem in your life through nature, through situations, through miracles that you seem to find, the more you will love him. Don't look to find something wrong. Find what you feel is good. Don't worry about that which is wrong. Hashem will take care of it. That's what we say in this pasuk. Umeshalem al yeser osei gava. Hashem will deal with the rest of them. You focus on just loving God and loving yourself, God's finest creation. Pasuk Chaf Hei, and with this he concludes, Chizku v'yameitz levavchem kol hamiyachalim l'Hashem. Be strong and keep strengthening your heart, all of you who hope to Hashem. Point number three is don't lose your strength. Don't lose your faith. And the Radak explains it. Be strong and then Hashem will help you to maintain your strength. But keep hoping to Hashem and looking to him for your salvation. Like David, when you live with emunah, your heart is strengthened, not just with a passive faith in Hashem, but with a deep, unshakable sense of security and calm. And with this trust, you will move through life with greater clarity, resilience, and more strength to succeed. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Shearit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day from their grandchildren Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.